Peter Eckes, Senior Vice President, Crop Protection R&D.
Well, talking about research and development, we heard about a new product. Your next product coming down the pipeline, I guess, is VAS 800H. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, 800H is a new development compound in our pipeline. It's a herbicide, and it's probably the compound that will be most beneficial for U.S. farmers. It's a herbicide that really complements farmers' needs in the area of soybeans and corn, where it can be used either as pre-plant burn down or post-emergent applications. So from that standpoint, we feel that with the enlarging wheat gaps for glyphosate, this will be a wonderful tool in farmers' hands.
Now, of course, when we talk about the United States, we frequently focus on corn and soybeans, but we do grow a lot of other crops there. Do you expect any other applications for, say, specialty crops, cotton, peanuts, anything like that with this?
It's BASF's philosophy that we really focus on active ingredients that we globally develop. So I think if you look down the road, clearly, the first focus of 800H will be soybeans and corn. But there will be many uses also in non-crop applications. We do expect that with the wheat, which is mainly broadleaf wheat that 800H is controlling, there will be interesting applications in South America as well as also in Europe. So from that standpoint, I think down the road, we see many applications, and that's the reason why we believe it will be a blockbuster.
When you look at research and development, I'm sure you have all kinds of irons in the fire, and you can go in any directions. What is the criteria that you use when you really are looking at a product? What is the criteria you use for where you want to go in research and development?
I really believe that it all starts with the right definition of the target segments. And Emmanuel Butzen, who is our a group vice president for global marketing, and myself, we are really constantly teaming up so that we define what are the segments. And BASF is really focusing its discovery activity on only 8 segments in fungicide, insecticide, and herbicides. And I think focus is very important if you want to have a good input-output relationship in research and development. And this focus, I think, is one strength. And then the second thing is that you translate this clear focus into the R&D process so that you make sure that you discover exactly what you're looking for and not by accident discover that it's interesting to have but maybe not has such a great market potential.
How much do you get as far as input from actual growers?
The process in defining our R&D targets is, I would say, a very strong cascade process. And we have strong interactions with all the 4 regions. And through the regions, we get the inputs really from important distributors, from important advisors, farm advisors, and also big farmers. But really, the farm advisors and the big farmers are the ones that can describe the problems of today. But in research and development, looking at development time of 7, sometimes 10 years, it's very important that our own competence is high so that we can anticipate not the problems of tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow. So from that standpoint, we have to really to have a look into the future.
How does it vary from country to country as far as research and development is concerned? Because you must have a myriad of different regulations and development processes that you have to follow. How does that all work together?
You need a global network so that essentially the different local regulatory regulations are really all coming together here in Limburger Hof, where the global steering is done. But certainly regulatory hurdles are increasing and also a concern to our industry because with regulatory hurdles that are getting too high, the entry barrier is getting higher and higher, and I think there will be more and more gaps to farmers in the future where they don't have any tools to work with. And I think that's a concern to us. It's not just a concern for not making money, but I think it's a concern. How do we want to maintain really productivity of agriculture in the future?
Very good. Thank you, Peter.